Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Raheemy Harrison Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We've seen defenses purposely try to double both Chase and Higgins. The Bears are just playing their regular defense, but trying to disguise their looks.
And we go 5 yards away from McPherson's field goal range. Flacco puts a nail under the far side. Higgins! Just crazy catch for the Cincinnati touchdown! T. Higgins with a showstopper!
This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and we continue to talk about the trade deadline. Do you think that the Bears did enough in acquiring Joe Tryon-Shoyinka, the defensive end from Cleveland? No, that is not Myles Garrett. I don't think they were going to give him up for what the Bears might have wanted to offer. Do you try? Probably. Shoot or shoot. So as we examine, yes, the Bears did need help when Dyer Odingbo went down and now he's out for the season with that Achilles injury. We talked about whether or not the Bears did enough, and I made the argument that, well, when you sign three very pricey free agents in the offseason, I don't know how much you can do with what's left under the cap. Matt Bowen was on with Spiegel and Holmes, and here's what he had to say about just evaluating what the Bears secondary was doing.
And the winning the one-on-ones, you know, I know T. Higgins is a great player, but Wright's in a position to make a play. You got to make a play. I'm sorry, you got to locate the football and you got to finish. That's your job in that situation. I don't care if it's T. Higgins or a third wide receiver on a football team. When you're in position, he was in great position. You got to locate the ball. And there's a couple of those where the Bears defensive backs just didn't locate the ball and finish plays. And ultimately, I'll be perfectly honest. When you're watching that, when I watched that tape today, they looked a step slow. They really did. And I think it's okay to say that right now, they're a little speed deficient in the secondary.
So that's an impression of how, again, when half your secondary is injured at this point, when you count like Terrell Smith as well, who we don't even get to bring up right now because he got injured at the beginning of the year. Did they do the right thing in not trading for another member of the secondary? You know, they picked up CeeDee Gardner-Johnson last week, but was it enough?
It probably was not enough, but I'll say this. Where they are, I think this is an issue of they have players that had a very bad game against the Bengals. And I think that's the point Matt Bowen was making, is that you can get yourself in position, but if you're not finding the ball when the ball is thrown, it's not going to matter. And we saw that with a couple of T. Higgins grabs, as well as Ja'Marr Chase, as well as you just start naming guys, because when you throw for over 400 yards, it's not just one guy or two guys, it's a bunch of guys.
You got beat, and you got beat, and you got beat.
And so the question becomes, you say, should they have gone out and got maybe another cornerback? But is one cornerback getting him? Remember, they already got CeeDee. Is getting just one more cornerback going to fix the problems that they have? Or is this more personnel needing to play up to what the standard has been set by Dennis Allen and Ben Johnson?
Now, Sauce Gardner obviously set the market yesterday, and we know that that was a that was not a one-for-one. You know, there were draft picks that were involved. Two first-rounders go to Indianapolis, two from the Jets. So then, you know that if the Colts are going to give you a couple picks back, given that they're 7-2, you know that they might not be high first-round picks from the Colts, but it's still two first-rounders that you're giving up. So you're setting yourself back in the first round for 2 years for this pick. Then you're also giving up Adonai Mitchell, A.D. Mitchell. So that was a massive price to get what you think you absolutely needed. So that sets it, right? Sauce Gardner was the one. And then you see the deals that kind of filter in behind that. So I know that that's a position that's easily tradable. You know, that seems to be one at the deadline where you can mix and match. But I just don't know how flexible the Bears were.
Well, the Bears shouldn't be giving up two first-round picks and a receiver that was drafted in the first round for anybody. Let's be honest.
It's not just that, too. It's the fact that, like, even if it's a second, and it's just like you said, is the third round your line of demarcation?
I know,
like,
it's yours.
If Sauce Gardner were available, you know, Sauce Gardner, if Breece Hall were available for, say, a fourth rounder, would you have been okay with it?
Maybe. Here's the thing. You know, we talked about whose draft is it anyway? I'm still trying to figure out some finer points on who's making ultimate decisions.
Yeah.
It is my, I don't want to say belief, but my assumption perhaps that Ben Johnson has the final call on roster because he's the one getting paid the most money as far as I can tell. And he's the guy who's been brought in to save the Bears. Ryan Poles was here when they were bad. Ryan Poles doesn't have a winning record against anybody. So I think, in my mind, Ben Johnson's still in charge, and maybe what you said is true, in that he needed a year with the guys on the roster to really feel out if they had the personnel between him and Dennis Allen, who's the defensive coordinator, who's been a head coach, who understands this because he's been in the game so long, if they have the guys to do the things they want to do. Ben Johnson, from what I can tell, has the guys to do what he wants to do, and they address that very clearly in offseason number one.
The reason I don't think that's the case is because of what happened at left tackle. Theo Benedict is part of a what we thought was a three-man race that turned into a four-man competition between Tripillo, Karan Amagaji, Braxton Jones, and Theo Benedict, and the least likely of those is the one who is currently the starting left tackle. So that's why I think that this is not... I don't think Ben Johnson had enough time to say, this group works like this, I need these specific players, especially when you're game planning and his team was in the playoffs. No way.
So if you're saying that, does that mean that you also believe that Ryan Poles was the one pulling the trigger on the interior and making all those deals, not absent Ben Johnson, but he was the driving force?
I think free agency takes less time to scout than college scouting. So maybe that's the biggest position of need and you work with it, but as far as the interworkings are concerned and building a draft board, maybe there was a talk about, you know, like, clearly they preferred Colston Loveland over Tyler Warren. And you heard, for example, Ben Johnson give those comps. So, okay, if that's the case, then how many of those were they allowed to pick from? Like, maybe Ben Johnson had an idea of who was on their board and had a say, but the board itself, as you know, is where I think there are some major flaws when it comes to how they scout players. So how much conversation in the board happens after this season? You know, I think that's a separate discussion too.
If that's your hypothesis, I'll say this. They've done absolutely nothing to prove you wrong at this point. Ryan Poles, like, if that's like, you don't know what you're doing with your board, and then look at all the talent that's come in here since Ryan Poles took over, outside of what? Kyler Gordon,
Jaquan Brisker. But he missed a significant portion of the season because of concussion, and that's not his fault necessarily.
Right.
But you take that into account with all this.
You can
Kyler
go back.
Gordon has had his fair share of injury concerns. Jalen Johnson was a Ryan Poles guy.
Yes, he was. And you can go back to even the running back situation and say, yeah, the seventh rounder is working out right now, but look at the other running backs that were taken under Ryan Poles. Where are they now? One of them, Khalil Herbert, we talked about yesterday for a minute. That was the pick that ended up getting them Kyle Manungai. He's with the Jets, and you see what the Jets are doing these days.
Well,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
And that's, yeah, I mean, so I factor all of that in. But when it comes to, say, the secondary, and you hear a guy like Matt Bowen, former NFL safety, say they got beat too often, and you know that there's not more help coming through that door, how are they going to coach around this to make it make sense? And you know that they're not sacking enough. They can't rush 4 and get home. And you know that they have to roll up a safety on a blitz, I think, in order to try to make something happen. That's a Dennis Allen staple. He likes to blitz with a corner and a safety. So outside of trying to be super creative with this, what are you left with? The Giants give you a little more breathing room offensively. Malik Nabers is out. Cam Scadaboo is out. The guys who you normally think are going to be powerful for that team are not there. But that doesn't mean that it's an automatic W either.
No, I definitely don't think it's an automatic W, and I think right now I'm convinced that if the Bears are going to win more games than they lose the rest of the way and get 5 more wins and get to 10-7 and viable as a playoff team, it's going to be because they're outscoring teams with ridiculous offense with more than 30 points per game. That's the path to a Bears playoff berth, because you can't convince me that these Bears defense can stop good teams without the fortune of takeaways.
And that's, I think that when your takeaway probability is your best stop, like is what, then that's what we saw against the Bengals. That is not just a concern, that you know that that's not sustainable. And to me, it all goes back to the Lions and how this team was built. There's a reason I bring up Brad Holmes and the Detroit Lions when I talk about how they built that team. They got talent on the line in Aiden Hutchinson. They got talent on the line in Penei Sewell. When you have cornerstones like that, who live up to the hype of their pre-draft generational talent names and their generational talent labels, then it's much easier to go from inside out than it is outside in.
A lot of texters, and I mean probably 6 or 7 different texters, have a battle cry. You know what their battle cry is right now? Sign Asante Samuel Jr. This is a guy who had surgery on his spine, a fused spine. He's been cleared for football activities. And that's kind of where we are. We're like, who is out there? Who is available? Asante Samuel Jr. has been taking visits. He's available. I'm sure they are looking into Asante Samuel Jr. as an option.
But how much money does Asante Samuel command?
I not as much as some of these other guys we're talking about, for sure. And
let's see how much Bears open cap space there is after this trade deadline. According to Over the Cap, it's not a lot. They have $6,764,652 available in open cap space. That's just enough where I think what they say $5 million is what you need to be able to move up and down in a season, activate people off and on the practice squad.
Right.
And that's after they restructured Joe Tooney's contract because of the extension.
But maybe half of that since we're halfway through the season. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's a dangerous game.
It is a dangerous game, but it's a necessary one. I mean, the bottom line is the teams that made big deals yesterday were either extreme sellers or extreme buyers. I don't think the Bears fit into any of that. But what they do fit into is a category of, we have a good offense. It's been proven, even if it hasn't been against great teams. No team they've beaten is a .500 team. No team is even a game under .500. But I think the defense has a chance to, if they can just hang around, that offense can turn loose. I think the offense is uptrending. They're already scoring a lot of points. Let's see if they can keep it up against really good teams.
And Samuel got cleared 2 days ago.
Yeah, that's why everybody's clamoring for him.
Yeah, and it's just, oh, that's spine too. I mean, that's, when you only have so much room under the cap, that's a dangerous, that's what happens. Like, you have to ask yourself how much risk versus the reward.
Well, we know that one thing is certain. They won't be making any more trades, so it's not like they have to worry about setting aside the cap space for trade purposes. That's over and done with.
And he's already being linked to the Packers, the Chargers, among others. Packers, I say first, because, well,
yeah,
how is this going to play out in the NFC North? We want to let you know that before Chicago takes on New York, tune in Sunday from 9 a.m. to noon for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Krutz and Molly will get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, they have instant reaction on the postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. All of it can be heard on The Score on the Odyssey app. Coming up next here on Raheem Harris and Grody on 670 The Score, I thought the Bulls were for sure down and out.
When they were down 24 points or even 20-plus in the second half?
I was like, oh, it's the Sixers. Well, boy, was I wrong. Let's examine how no lead is safe against this team next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.